Okay, so it's the 14th of October. I'm in the Science Gallery. I'm upstairs, and it's the launch of the Green Machines Kickstart the Revolution exhibition. And I've got Rob Warren, who's the Rob is the exhibitions manager, and he's also the show's designer. Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Why are we standing here?
Why am I standing? What intrigued me so much to come in here, in your opinion?
Just in a broad sense, before we talk about the exhibition, in a broad sense, Science Gallery, I think, is really good at getting under the skin of people. And we put on shows that we think not only is kind of interesting and nice to look at, but it's actually going to be a lot of fun and have a strong science and art angle. And I think we've got a good approach to those two areas.
And what's the theme? I mean, the title of the exhibition is...
The title of the exhibition is Green Machines. Now, that conjures up anything from recycling to design to looking for the future to save the planet. But what we wanted to do is to... And the strapline, Kickstart the Revolution, is perhaps more appropriate for this show. What we're trying to do is say to people, design is really important for the future. Designing objects or things or cars or bicycles or chairs or whatever they might be, It's about the design, which is going to help make a sustainable future for the planet. So what we've done throughout this gallery, as you can see, we've got a bamboo bicycle, we've got a recyclable chair, we've got a computer made of cardboard that actually works, and we've got a paving slab that generates electricity. So all of these things are, for want of a better phrase, worthy, if you like, in terms of saving the planet, but they're also beautiful pieces of design.
One of them that stood out to me, I mean, from a landscaper's point of view, from a gardener's point of view, the paving slab that makes enough energy to power a light bulb and actually works. I mean, the second one that stood out, surprisingly, was the toilet with a difference.
When you're setting up an exhibition, on the one level you need some set of messages. Now, whether those messages are serious and worthy or fun and playful or just educational, you need a hook. And sometimes you see an object and you think, that's got to go in a show. And what we've got is a toilet with, instead of a normal cistern, is a hand wash basin. Now, when you look at it, you think, I'm washing my hands in a toilet. Now, that clearly isn't happening. But what the system is doing is allowing you to wash your hands with the water that's going into the system to fill it. So essentially you're using recycled water, because you don't need absolutely fresh, clean from the tap water to flush a toilet. You know, it doesn't matter. So by recycling your hand wash water into the toilet, just gives you that little bit of recycling. And it's as much as a strong message as a working object. Although they're commercially available, you can buy them. But it's a beautiful piece of, it's not only a great piece of design, it's also a great piece of kind of lateral thinking where, you know, you're combining two things that we've already got in our house. And I think that there's the same principles available for showers, bringing shower water into your toilet system. And it's all about just trying to save water. You know, that's the message there.
First question I'm going to be asked, or potentially going to be asked, is this open to what age groups?
Well, our broad target audience is 15 to 25, 15 plus. But to be honest, I think this is one for all the family as much as anything. I mean, we've just going back to what we were saying before, what we've tried to do is set up an exhibition which is interesting and beautiful to look at. But just going back to our strapline, Kickstart the Revolution, what we've done is introduce a game into the sustainable argument. So we give everybody 5 million euro on entry.
This is not real.
It's not, no. Unfortunately, we'd love to be able to give people money. It's not real money. But we've minted some coins, yeah. And we give everybody 5 million euro to invest in what they think is either their favourite object, or they think that will most save the future, or is the most sustainable or recyclable object. And at the end of the show, when everybody's invested, and the people put coins in slots and they write down their thoughts in the gallery, so we collect an awful lot of feedback about what people like and don't like about a sustainable object. But as people invest, so they might, for instance, they might like our bamboo bike because it looks beautiful, or because people in Africa can have a cheap, simple means of transport to get around. So there's the fun and there's the serious side of it. Now, if people invest in the bamboo bike more than they invest in the recyclable chair, that's an interesting concept. And at the end of the show, 2 months into the show, we're going to have a big awards party, and the company or the person or the individual behind the most highly invested in object will win the Green Machines award. So we're going to have a presentation, like a mini Oscars, a sustainable Oscars at the end of the show. And you know, that gives us some excellent publicity. That gives the company behind the most popular object some good exposure. And hopefully, get the green message out there. But the important thing for us, for Science Gallery, is to be able to, for every person who comes into the gallery, they're not just passively looking at stuff. They're actually engaging directly, and that gives them a kind of responsibility in the gallery. And their chances of coming out the gallery remembering interesting messages is higher. And that's the key thing.
What's the gig with the sushi thing downstairs?
I mean, you're right to describe it as a sushi bar. We're not serving food. We're serving design objects, if excuse the pun there. But the sushi bar setup is a classic science gallery gag, if you like. And again, it's a way of trying to engage people on a deeper level than just have a bunch of objects in a gallery behind glass. You know, if you go to a sculpture exhibition, everything's behind glass. You can't touch it. In science gallery, we insist you get down and dirty with everything. So rather than have a kind of a passive gallery experience and that you walk around, we said, come and sit down and we'll bring the objects to you. Now that's just a way of engaging people's interest. From outside or to the passerby, you know, they're going to say, what the hell's going on in there? It looks interesting. We're going to come in. So it's a way of drawing people in the door. Now there's a serious kind of message attached to that. You know, apart from the kind of visual aesthetic, what we're trying to do is sit down with people at the beginning of the show and say, look, all these ordinary objects, it's a toaster, it's a kettle, you've mentioned those. There's a little turbine for your bicycle to recharge your phone. There's a solar-powered radio. You know, there's all sorts of interesting objects. And what we're trying to say is that there's a lot of things out on the market which are generally for sale that claim to be sustainable. And some of them are genuinely recyclable, or they make a difference to people with no electricity, or, you know, they're genuinely a sustainable designed object. But sometimes they're not. And sometimes the object is perhaps making a stronger claim to be sustainable than you might imagine. And all we're trying to do is, we're not trying to criticize anybody, but we're just saying, actually, you know, you need to kind of judge these things for yourself. And they're not necessarily saving electricity or saving the planet, but they claim to be. So we're trying to just give a slightly cynical, if you like, mindset to people, just to make sure that they know what sustainability actually means. You know, a lot of people don't. It's a bit of a buzzword, but it's also not a word that necessarily people really understand. Yeah. So, but also the third message in that space is it trains you to how to invest. So we're saying you're an eco investor. So we've given you this 5 million euro. So by looking at toasters and kettles that are slightly eco-friendly, it's showing you whether it's saving energy, recyclable, good for the environment. And when you come upstairs to the kind of real prototypes and the real kind of edgy stuff, you've got a baseline sense of what you're looking for. And so it's helping you make your judgment on the investments upstairs. So it ties the two experiences together.
Rob, if I was to come here tomorrow, the next day, the weekend, I mean, I'm gauging in my own head that this is going to be, for want of a better description, a sellout of an exhibition. If you were to come in with your own family, kiddies, sister, cousin, brother, what would you recommend, time-wise, day-wise? When's it going to be busiest? When should people, I won't say avoid, but, you know, when's the best time?
I think the first thing to mention is that actually we're free. So, you know, it's not going to cost you. We asked for a donation of €5 on the door. That's completely optional, but we're a free entry gallery. So you can come in with all the family and not spend too much money. I'd recommend maybe avoid weekends. It's winter time, so people are looking for something to do at the moment. So yeah. I would say we're open at midday and we're closed at 8 in the evening. So if you want to avoid the rush, maybe come at early or late in the day. Yeah. But it's open, you know, it's good for all the family.
And you've a really cool coffee shop as well here, because you do, and I most people who know me will know I need intravenous coffee at least twice, three times a day.
And I know that keeps the staff going as much as the public. But I mean, interestingly, we've kind of rechristened the cafe the cafe, because we've got an ESB car, electric car in the cafe at the moment, and people can come and see one of these. They're commercially available, but you know, people don't generally get near and up close to electric cars. And again, it's all about that sustainability message, looking to the future. Ireland is one of the leaders in bringing electric cars to the masses, if you like. Yeah. And we've got an interesting design competition in the cafe where you can think up an app for this new high-tech computer-based electric car. So even the cafe becomes a part of the exhibition experience, and it sells great coffee as well.
Excellent. Rob, finally, how long would it take somebody, to do the exhibition, do you think, given the exhibition, it's fair credit?
Well, first of all, you can go around it very quickly if you want to. If you've only got 15, 20 minutes, you can easily whip round it. But if what we're trying to encourage people to do is the whole experience. And I would say give yourself 45 minutes to really sort of get down with it and enjoy it. Well, it's also, I should mention that we've also got a workshop running on specific times. All the details are on the website of that.
What's the website, sorry?
The website is sciencegallery.com. But what the workshop enables you to do is having seen all these beautiful design objects, sustainably designed objects, you can actually come into our workshop over the weekend or sometimes during the week and actually be taught by a designer to say, you know, this is the thing, these are the things you're looking at to make objects make a difference in the future. And what we're hoping for is somebody's going to come up with a cracking idea that we can actually pass on to a manufacturer one day and say, you know, actually this is a new idea that we've generated in Science Gallery. And that's hopefully going to come through our workshop. And there's a prize at the end of the exhibition that runs parallel to the sustainability prize. Is if somebody comes up with a good enough idea, we're offering a bursary where they can go to a design house or travel abroad to go and to learn more about sustainable design. So we're really trying to encourage the kind of green eco-designer of the future.
So that's all from me in the Science Gallery. I'll have this post up on the blog live today, Thursday the 14th of October. It'll be titled The Science Gallery Green Machines. Do come in, check it out. Let me know how you get on. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye-bye.